And here on KBRB, we are joined in studio by Brown County Hospital Administrator Mariah Halleck and Rock County Hospital Administrator Stacy Knox. Ladies, we're here talking pharmacy today as you guys kind of put out a release last week about some changes that are going to be happening in Ainsworth. Mariah, I want to have you provide first to folks some background on this. So Ainsworth has had some pharmacy turnover in the last several years. Of course, started with Pomida for several years and then moved into have the Ainsworth Pharmacy. And then the hospital stepped in when it looked like the local pharmacy coverage might not continue. And so I know the Board of Trustees, you guys looked at, hey, how do we keep local pharmacy in Ainsworth?
Yes, thanks, Greg. So the hospital was approached last year by the current owner of Ainsworth Drug, and we were excited about the opportunity to own the pharmacy and most of all keep it local here in Ainsworth. So the hospital then decided to set up a separate entity at that point and granted the funds to this entity to purchase Ainsworth Drug, and it was renamed to Ainsworth Pharmacy.
And so basically for people utilizing the pharmacy, nothing really changed. It was in the same location. There were some issues, I know, with insurance and working through some different things anytime you have a structural change like that. But as far as people just walking in the door, it was, you know, same brick and mortar.
Yes, everything was pretty much the same. You know, the biggest thing that caused us some issues was the background paperwork, right? The licensing and the insurance credentialing and that sort of thing. So.
All right. Well, so you get that done. I know at the same time, the Board of Trustees also started looking for maybe a more permanent location for a potential new pharmacy.
Yeah. So we had looked at a few different locations, and Homestead Bank was one that we had looked at, but at the time it was not available for us. So we did end up purchasing the lot on Highway 20 where the old steakhouse was, and thought that we could remodel that building. Unfortunately, the cost to remodel versus building a new building was really close, so we decided to go ahead and start new.
Yeah, so the old steakhouse demolished, the lot cleared, and then as you did that, I know that you had some potential turnover with the pharmacy staff itself.
Yes, so our pharmacist decided to accept another opportunity at the end of this last summer. We struggled to find another pharmacist to fill that vacancy. We were able to find a contracted pharmacist after some searching that was actually licensed in Nebraska. So Kate, the pharmacist, Catherine, that is down there right now, she did get her Nebraska license, and we're happy for her to do that for us and help us here these next few months.
Right. And, you know, so that was always kind of an interim solution. So talk about a little bit what the board did as you were trying to find, hey, if we're going to make this permanent, keep this going, we've got to have a lot of pieces kind of fall into place. First of all, we need a pharmacist. Second of all, we're going to need a permanent location. So just kind of walk us through the board's efforts and what ended up when, you know, some of the challenges you faced on that.
So we faced a lot of challenges. First of all, we don't have a employed pharmacist at the hospital. We have a contracted pharmacist that is there once a month for us. But so retail was totally brand new to us. So that was a challenge as well. Location, we knew, was a challenge. We knew the community wanted to drive up. That was another big consideration.
Yeah, so along with trying to find then a permanent pharmacist, and then obviously we all know what construction costs are, at what point did the board kind of consider, like, you know, we're not able to kind of move forward the way we initially envisioned? At what point did you start kind of searching out alternatives?
Really, after our current pharmacist decided to accept the opportunity, that's when we went, oh, wait, you know, is this really going to work? We initially tried to recruit two pharmacists to the area because one pharmacist can't do it all, right?
Yep.
If someone needs to go on vacation or if someone's ill, then the pharmacy would have to be closed. We were not successful in finding even one more pharmacist.
Right.
So that made us really rethink our process and our future plans for the pharmacy.
Well, so Mariah, then with the difficulty in finding pharmacists to provide that retail coverage and to be open and have the business front open every day, at what point do you are you saying, well, this doesn't look like it's going to work, and to be open as a retail pharmacy, we've got to have boots on the ground, we've got to have a pharmacist in-house. At what point do you start searching out, well, what can we do as an option instead of that?
Right. So our license for the pharmacy was a traditional retail pharmacy, which means that you have to have that pharmacist in-house before you can hand over any prescriptions to any patients or any customers. In fact, the pharmacy couldn't even be open if we didn't have a pharmacist in-house. So that was one of our challenges, too, with our pharmacist leaving and trying to find another pharmacist to step in and cover those hours for us. So we rethought this whole plan for the pharmacy and thought about, you know, there is that telepharmacy option. We weren't sure that we could make that work. And so we reached out to Stacy at Rock County to see if they could assist.
Yeah, and so then we step in with Stacy Knox, this administrator at the Rock County Hospital, and the Rock County Hospital has been operating a pharmacy for quite some time, opened up a new location along Highway 20 for the pharmacy there, and I know you've been providing a lot of service in the Ainsworth area previously with basically some delivery services. So, Stacy, as the Rock County Hospital started maybe working and with the Brown County Hospital, like, hey, how do we make this work? You know, we always consider anything that helps any of our area counties and things stay as local as possible is always good. So you guys already had a presence in Ainsworth through your deliveries. Talk about how this kind of the next step was, well, can we offer more of a permanent solution?
Sure. So moving forward, we had, you know, Mariah and I had been talking kind of back and forth what the goals of them keeping a local pharmacy service was, how we could help that either in the interim or in the long term. And we had talked about telepharmacy kind of early on and thinking, well, that might get them through a gap until they can get their staff in place and get their building created. And then as things developed for them and from our standpoint, we thought, well, maybe telepharmacy would be the way to go if they were truly not really wanting to get out of the pharmacy business. They certainly want to continue to provide that service for the community, but it just wasn't working well for them trying to find staff and the building and that whole process. So we were able to come to some agreement, I guess I would say, or a collaboration, where we will provide telepharmacy services in Ainsworth using the Bassett location. So our hope is to keep the same staff that they have, which I think sounds like it's going to work very well. We are going to move into the Homestead drive-through location. We have secured that building. We're working with a local contractor and hope to have that ready to roll when the time frame rolls around and be able to support Ainsworth in their pharmacy, you know, is with all they need. We would look at being able to do some fills in Ainsworth. Most of them may be in Bassett, and we'll bring them up to Ainsworth, the location. Those details are still to be determined.
Yeah, for patients, Stacy, talk about how that will look. When you say telepharmacy, I'm guessing a lot of folks probably aren't familiar with what that will look like. So basically, you won't have a pharmacist right there in the Homestead drive-through, but you'll have the ability, a customer will, to speak with a pharmacist.
Correct. The technician that Brown County currently employs will be there, and I think there's been a lot of trust and support placed in the staff there, so that will be good. And then our pharmacist will be connected via technology, the interactive video audio. So if you have any questions about your prescriptions when you come to pick them up, or if you want to talk to the pharmacists, they will be available. So with the telepharmacy option, the pharmacy can only be open when the owning pharmacy is open. They would have to mirror our hours or do less. The pharmacist doesn't have to be on site like the trouble Ainsworth was running into with having a retail pharmacy. So just want the staff to know there may be days, you know, if there's a snow day or a late start or something like that, the Ainsworth pharmacy or the location in Ainsworth won't open until the Bassett Pharmacy is open, so just be aware of that. We do have a pharmacist that will have to be on site once a month, just per regulation, so that will happen also. We're fortunate to have two pharmacists, Michelle Sensel, which everybody in the area is familiar with, and Josh Coyle, they're getting familiar with. He's been with us for a few years. So very excited about that opportunity and to be able to continue that service to the area of Brown County and Ainsworth, and it's so important for the medical communities to work together. you know, there is competition, but we still want to make it work for the patients.
Right. And so let's just talk a little bit, Stacy, about how this will work going forward for patients. So they'll work with their provider. If they need a prescription, the doctor will write the prescription. That prescription will then get filled by the Rock County Pharmacy and then potentially can be delivered to the former Homestead Bank drive-through site and can be picked up there by the customer.
That would be one scenario. Second one, we will still have the home delivery.
You will still have that available.
So for those folks that just really can't get out, or you know, it's important that we're doing that, and we find that to be very, very well received in the area for that also. And there will be some fills we're hoping that will be done in Ainsworth. So if you're in the clinic here in town, have a sick kiddo, need something to start right away, we're hoping that those medications could possibly be available right there. You just drive through and pick them up.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah, that was one of my questions. I know one we've heard about as well. Is Rock County going to continue its deliveries, or is it going to be, hey, we're bringing this up once or twice a day and you'll have to come through the drive-through? So, Mariah, what are we looking at time frame-wise when we're expecting this kind of to move? I know you still have a contracted pharmacist, at least for a short period, but you know, as we're moving forward, what can people expect to see as far as when this will move from handled by the Brown County Hospital to working through the Rock County Pharmacy?
So we're looking at a timeline right around end of February, first part of March. It's kind of a moving timeline. We want to, again, work with Rock County on their remodeling.
Yeah, so there's some logistical things, obviously, that'll go into that.
Right. So that's kind of what we're looking at. People do not need to transfer any prescriptions right away. They're sure welcome to if they want to go ahead and get that done. Come January, we'll start running some ads letting patients know that they need to begin to either make the request to transfer their prescriptions now or have their providers call to make that transfer.
Okay, and so I'm assuming that they'll try to make that as seamless as possible between the two organizations so that it'll be least amount of headaches for those trying to get a prescription written.
We will attempt to, yep.
Yeah, well, appreciate it, ladies. Stacy, anything else you can think of you'd want folks to know about before we kind of let you ladies go today?
I can't think of anything, Greg. I appreciate the time, and certainly if patients have questions, you know, call the Brown County Hospital or the Rock County Hospital or the Rock County Pharmacy, and we'll try and keep the public in the know as best we can.
That is Brown County Hospital Administrator Mariah Halleck and Rock County Hospital Administrator Stacy Knox joining us here on KBRB.